This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. March for Life in Melbourne, Australia was attacked in violent, mob-driven assaults Monday. At one point, police were doing nothing to stop a near riot. However, when pro-abort forces destroyed the stage set up in front of a government building, police restored order and the would-be rioters fled. While dozens of pro-life advocates as well as a member of parliament were assaulted, pro-life advocates may have quelled any escalation of the riot by not retaliating. In 3 weeks of prayerful vigil at abortion clinics, the 40 Days for Life campaign is reporting at least 213 babies have been saved from abortion. One girl headed for an abortion in Ontario was surprised by people praying outside the abortion business. When she saw the father of a close friend praying, she decided she could keep her child. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. The Affordable Care Act is just plain strange. Mothers are not, at least not in all cases, offered abortion coverage, but their unborn children are. The allegedly non-persons are first registered into the healthcare exchanges, and as part of the medical benefits to which they are entitled, they qualify for their own death under Obamacare. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.